The fight against coronavirus continues as the disease itself continues to spread. The COVID Tracking Project, an organization that gathers data from across the United States, says almost 62,000 people with COVID-19 were in the hospital on Tuesday. That's the highest number of COVID-related hospitalizations it's recorded this year. And some hospital systems say they're running low on available beds for sick patients, in part because so many people are there with coronavirus. Health officials say the pandemic is spreading in every state, though not at the same rate everywhere. Most people who catch coronavirus do recover. We told you the other day how more than 99% of those who get infected are estimated to survive. But since the pandemic began, American states, like other countries, have struggled with finding the balance between enforcing safety restrictions and allowing people to live freely. In attempts to slow the spread, the governor of Nevada is urging residents to stay home and not host any dinner parties. The governor of Wisconsin wants people to cancel gatherings, sleepovers, and playdates, and the state of California is requiring people to hold any get-togethers outside, wear face coverings, and not host any events where people come from more than three different households. With the Thanksgiving holiday approaching, these guidelines and requirements have received a lot of criticism by people who want to see friends and family members and accept the risk themselves. Amid all this tension is talk of more lockdowns, when people aren't allowed to leave their homes except to go to certain jobs, the grocery store, or the doctor. But an increasing number of health officials say that's not the answer. Many of them are pushing for more testing and tracing of coronavirus cases, and they're concerned the public won't go along with another lockdown anyway. On the positive side, there is a new antibody treatment available. The pharmaceutical organization that developed it is Eli Lilly and Company. The U.S. government says the treatment will be free, but it has to be given in a hospital or doctor's office. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for it, which will speed up its availability. It hasn't been proven effective for people who are already hospitalized with serious cases. Officials say the therapy will be used to treat adults and children with mild or moderate cases of COVID-19.